don't want somebody come get this bitch. Thinking you a star on the rise, you got time to reply. Don't lie, you can hit my shit. You can leave me five little nigga on the side, little nigga couple thousand need to fix my whip. High sweat size on a nigga who's down, your nigga you a fraud just to fit my neck, my neck.
I know.
I was
waiting
for that shit to slap. Just like, damn.
Even though I'm right here by the phone, dog. You know you never used to call. Keep it that way now. I'll treat you like you're dead right now.
That's a vibe, you guys.
It is vibey.
I like no. it. No, I like it. What do you mean? Are we recording?
I think we
were in the middle of this.
No. No. Oh,
there it is.
I think, yeah, I think we were just waiting for this beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Left school, then my dad and I had a face. Okay, but honestly, like, I haven't heard Lil Nas's new stuff yet. I'm happy to hear it now. And I think what I'm most excited about from what I've heard him be putting, I guess not heard, but like what I've been seeing visually, is like how important it is the representation he's bringing to the table. I think, honestly, even with like youth and like young people not seeing representation of LGBTQ people,
yeah,
being happy and being in love and
yeah,
being sexual and being, this is important because we don't have that for kids. They don't see it. So then they grow up and thinking it's weird, but it's like, why do we have kids? Why do we have shows for kids and movies for kids that show, you know, a man and a woman being together and you know what I mean? And the amount of violence that we show kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is like insane, off the charts, but oh no. Oh no. If you're homo. If you're a homo like me,
not a homo, absolutely not.
Like, I'm just saying, phrase. Like,
we can call each other. Saying, homos. Like, it's people can't call us.
Yeah, we're homos.
I can call myself. I can say, yeah.
Can you guys hear me? Okay, like, I feel like my sound waves look so little in comparison.
No,
we
can. No, no, no. You okay. Look good. You look good. You sound good.
You look good. You sound good.
Yeah, thanks.
You good. You're
surroundings
good.
Are good. You're good.
You're glowing. Your surroundings that we don't recognize are all right. We're gonna talk about that.
We are recording.
I said to not bust your outfit that hot on the podcast.
You guys don't do a podcast with your friends. It's terrible. Welcome. This is the Blackboard Collective.
What the fuck?
Presents. Right. I love them very much. This is the Blackboard Collective presents Justice and Juice.
Ooh. Oh. Okay.
I feel like that was
you
a little bit of
with
like
the Temptations.
That was like, ooh, Star Wars juice. That was like a little bit of sci-fi juice.
No, he was
end.
Coming juice. As blue. You were coming in as blue from the Temptations, juice. And I appreciate that.
Yes, blue from the Temptations. Oh, blue.
Yeah, it was very blue.
That was so sad in the movie when he died.
Oh my god!
Okay.
Spoiler alert! What?
It's a biopic.
Hey guys, the movie's been out for like 25 years. Or
I grew up on this movie. It's not new.
If you didn't watch it now, then
right.
All well.
Like spoiler alerts expired.
Also, it's a real story.
Who's in it?
Yeah.
Like, who are the big stars that are singing? Is it? I'm assuming it's like a musical-ish thing, right? There's lots of singing and all.
I mean, it's a biopic of a music group, so yeah, it's like.
You know,
who are the stars? Right. Who are the stars?
You guys, I have to tell you, because Beyonce's in that movie, isn't she?
No.
In the Temptations.
No. You think it's Cadillac Records?
She's in Dreamgirls.
I did have a dream about.
And
no,
Dreamgirls.
I know that. Do not ever come for me about Dreamgirls, okay? I know. About
Cadillac
Dreamgirls.
Records, where she played Etta James, which has nothing
but
to
I
do
thought,
with the Temptations.
Should I just remind us all that we are a family, like a giant tree. Yeah. We had to bring it back.
You know,
towards the sky.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That was harsh. I didn't mean to be so aggressive.
We are a family.
It was a lot.
We
are
so much
no,
more.
I have to look this up.
Thank you.
Just
this
you and
I.
Yes. Wow, hey, this is a...
What the fuck? Are you not a family? Oh, so she went all Beyonce on us. All right, whatever.
No, I'm sorry. I was just looking up the movie.
What movie?
It's okay. I know.
Is the Temptations
movie.
A movie?
The Five Heartbeats. Yes. It's the Five Heartbeats.
No, it's not. That's a different movie.
Why am I? What am I thinking of?
The Temptations is a movie. It is self-titled.
But wait. I think that you and I are thinking of. No, I think we are thinking of the same movie, and I.
Yes. Did you? You must have watched The Temptations and Five Heartbeats because I think we were both talking. About
I have
the
watched both.
Yeah,
I'm a huge yeah. The Temptations. You're right.
Yeah, the Five
Charles
Heartbeats
Whitfield.
Is a fake, it's a fictional.
Leon played like David Ruffin.
Is yes, Bruce. And yeah. What's his name? Who's on? He's on Lucifer now. He played Blue.
DB Woodside, Taron Broz,
DB Woodside,
Christian Payton. These are all the main the main characters. Good movie, you guys. This movie came out in
1998,
you guys. So
it was my favorite movie.
I don't know
movie
if
when
you
I
haven't
little.
Seen it. I don't know what you're doing.
My sister.
Okay, I'll watch it. I'm sorry,
movie.
I didn't know.
My sister and I quote this movie to no end, and I can only hope that the version that you can watch now did not fix. There is a wig faux pas. Like, literally, in one shot, he has a permed wig, and then in the next shot, when he comes in to meet his wife, he has an afro, and it is the best, and I hope they never fixed it.
Probably not.
You know what? How would they? How would they have fixed it?
They would have to literally cut that shot and just move to, like, the next scene, and I hope they didn't.
They better not have. I'll be upset.
I know. Mm-hmm. So when you go and watch The Temptations, everybody, look for it.
All right.
Wow.
Anyways.
How did we get here? Oh, I was going to ask you guys, though, because we were talking about Lil Nas X. People got mad at him for the cover where he has the pregnant belly on. And I was interested in y'all's thoughts and feelings.
What were they mad about? Why were they mad that
There were two camps that were mad at him. There was the camp that he, I think, was trolling and wanted to be mad at him. And it was successful. Like, just, you know, conservative Christian, homophobic, blah, 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 blah.
Gays are going to hell.
Yes, those people were mad, obviously, and nobody really cares that they were mad. But the people who were mad that I.
Trans community that
there was the transgender community, yes, that was upset. And that was the thing where I was like, more like, huh, this is interesting.
What were they upset about?
Because it seems, which this is me just, you know, reading the responses, that they were upset. That it was used for something of like shock value, kind of like clickbait, something that can be the actual experience of a trans man. Like the optics of like it being shocking that a man has on a pregnant belly as something to troll or be clickbait was like, don't use our actual identity.
I think the amount of good that Lil Nas is, sorry, the amount of representation that Lil Nas is putting on the table right now is like, all right, yo, he's here in full support of LGBTQ people. It's like, I don't think he's out here trying to like attack, you know, the transgender community at all. However,
I think it would also
obviously
be...
his art is like, you know, it's out there and people have like their problems with it, but they always have problems with it. People stay mad at Lil Nas. I think he knows that. It's part of his branding.
Yeah. I think it would also be very different if he was like a straight man doing that. Like,
yeah, it would be very different.
You know, like, and obviously like none of us are trans, so we can't really speak for the community. And I think, you know, like if the trans community at large is upset, then I think that that's something that we should talk about more. But I personally think that, you know, it's fine, but
yeah,
again, I'm not trans, so
and
that's
yeah.
not something that I can relate to or like know how it feels.
Yeah,
Paige, 100% what you just said. It's like I have no place really to comment on how anyone feels about anything that happens to them and anything, but I can say that I do think that people in general, human beings in general, are sensitive. And we become more sensitive and we think sometimes things are about us when it's not. Yeah. And this is an example where it's like, it is fairly obvious to me that what he is doing has nothing to do with me or anyone, but Lil Nas X doing something creative that is not trying to be anything more than a statement on him being him. And when people internalize stuff that others do as a commentary on themselves, that's where I sometimes go, hey, you know, I wish that they didn't, because it's hard to live a life where everything that someone else is doing is a, could be an affront or an attack on you, especially when something is artistic or not really on the face being problematic. So I hope that people don't feel attacked, because it would be really, it wouldn't be good. Like, I'd hate to feel that way as well.
Yeah.
So I just feel like sometimes we get in this country a bit too, like, whatever anyone does is like an attack on something. And it's like, well, if one person on Twitter says something, does that even mean it's real? You know? And so I think we need to be more open to like letting people be creative and express themselves and not be so willing to like instantly attack.
Yeah, I think you made a really good point, because I've been worried. I feel like that's it makes it so much harder these days to be an artist in general. I feel like I talked about this last time where it was just like, God, if everything I do is I have to consider how everyone's going to feel about it. And what am I saying about you? I really can't make my art like that I want to create if I'm constantly trying to like make sure that no one thinks that I'm talking about them. Like if I have to disclaim my art so much that my art is no longer the thing that it was. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I think there's been like years and years and years of artists making very specific messages in their work, knowing that they're going to have, I mean, there's no way you can't know someone's going to come after you on something that may be very specific. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I know that that's the kind of artist I am. I make very harsh, very clear opinions in my work.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you put yourself at risk of having somebody have some long ass commentary on it, like, and have their point of view and try to come for you. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a part of being an artist too. You kind of, it's not always like, you know, fucking sunshine and roses.
But it's not.
Is it worth it for the message that you're putting it out? You know what I mean? Like, that's the point.
And I think
that's what I'm saying. I think he's doing that. I think he's putting out really important things. I think we've never seen, you know what I mean, as a person of color and a queer person, like, have seen the kind of stuff that he's putting out. And it makes me emotionally very excited and like happy that I feel like maybe, I'm not a queer man, but I'm a queer woman. So it reflects me in a way of being like, wow, that is me too. Like, and the fact that it's on TV or it's at award ceremonies and people have to sit at home and they have to face it. Good. They should have to face it and they should have to deal with it. And if they have a problem with it, then it's clearly their own problem. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's clearly their own issue.
I also think too that, that assuming his intent is shock value is not correct. Like, because also like, seeing those images more and more and more just normalizes them, right? Yes. So if we see a pregnant, presenting male, or if we see, you know, like things that would have been thought of as taboo 20, 30 years ago, now it's not as taboo. There's more acceptance and like light being brought to, you know, these different, there are different genders and different, you know, ways that people present, and like accepting that and not only accepting it, but celebrating it and like, not just taught, like, I hate that. Like, oh, I'm tolerant. Like, fuck you. Like, you don't tolerate someone's existence. That's a terrible thing to say. Right. But, you know, like celebrating those things. And I think that the more and more that those images are seen, then also the more that people just don't care. Like people are not, there might be someone out there who's been like, oh, I like don't understand trans people, like as if it's even their duty to understand someone, but whatever. But like, oh, you know, I don't get it. But then they see Lil Nas X and they might already like him. And then they're like, oh, okay.
Right.
So like, I think, and like I said, like we are, none of us are trans. None of us have like any real like skin in that game. But I do think that seeing those images more and more makes their taboo-ness or their scariness a lot less for a lot of people.
I agree. Visibility is important. And I'm really happy that he's doing it. So I think all this to say, shout out to you, Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X. You.
And these billboards that he's putting out, those are so dope.
Oh my God. The financial compensation for being gay is my favorite thing I've ever seen.
Wait, what?
Yo, he's putting these billboards out. Sure. The billboards are so good. He's putting, I don't know where he's putting them. I hope he's putting them in places where, like,
what do they say? Like, what's on them?
She's going to pull them up. I'll let Paige. This is almost,
but
like
for the listeners, they can't see it.
I know.
She's going to read them. Yeah. And this is like, them. We should use this as our clapback corner because it really is pretty much a clapback. I mean, it's pretty good. Very clever. And the visuals of the billboards are so good too.
While I find them, why don't we introduce ourselves, because we have not done that
yet.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Casey introduced herself and then it was like,
I don't even know if Casey did. I think we just started talking about Lil Nas.
No, it's because I started going into Lil Nas because we were listening. But
I'm Casey. Hey y'all. Sorry, obviously a little off my game today. I am drinking a iced latte, a lime liqueur, and some water, which is back there, but I won't pick it up right now because the setup is precarious. But that is what I have. Paige. Fijit.
What's up, y'all? It's Paige, back from the dead. Woo!
I don't think they knew you were dead.
Oh, yeah. I had COVID, guys. It sucks. I will say, thank goodness for vaccines, because my symptoms were fairly chill. The worst one was the exhaustion and the loss of taste and smell. But other than that, we're thriving. We're doing well. I am drinking my usual water and a sparkling water as well that's supposed to taste like grapefruit, but it just tastes like sparkling water to me right now. I've had a couple cups of coffee already today, so, you know, just doing the use, chilling. Laska, what you drinking?
What's up, y'all? Laska here, activist, artist, asshole. Asshole, as you would say, but she's running around the room.
I don't know where she is.
I'm drinking also a glass of water. Yes. And I have my protein shake, which has all the vitamins and things in it that we need.
The vitamins.
Wizard, what are you doing? What are you drinking? Talk to the people.
What's up, y'all? It's the Wizard, aka Zach. Or vice versa. Zach, a.k.a. the Wizard.
No, I like that your name is the Wizard. Zach is just the nickname.
I'm drinking coffee. I just love coffee. Out of the Wizard cup. If y'all can see that. Y'all made me this beautiful. Cool.
He uses his Wiz mug a lot, or at least when I'm around.
That makes me happy.
It makes me so happy.
And yeah, I'm just chilling. My wife just took off to get her hair done. So
She's going to a new place.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see it.
Casey, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. We had a long talk about it.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing? What's she doing to it? Is she doing something crazy?
She's putting hair in. I don't know.
She's getting extensions.
Extensions.
She's putting hair in. I have no idea.
She's getting extensions.
And is it a highlights situation as well?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be real cute.
So
okay, I cannot find the billboards. I don't know where they are, but they would.
I just messaged you. All right, I got you.
Thank you. I could not find
it. Here he is. Okay, these are. You want to do it, or I got it? I got it.
Whatever. No, you got it. You got it.
Okay, look. So these billboards are so good. I don't know if you guys can see them. This one says, "Do you hate Lil Nas X? You may be entitled to financial compensation." And then it says, "Like visit his." It says, "Like visit his website."
Oh
and
my there's god!
It's like him in a suit, and he's like, you know, like, it's like a lawyer. He looks like a lawyer. And then there's another one. It says,
"This
gay,
is my favorite one."
Question mark? You may be entitled to financial compensation. You can see him over there on the side, just like
that's hilarious.
And this one's my favorite. The last one says it has an American flag, kind of like in the background, and it's like, "Do you miss the real America? Visit welcometomontero.com to see how we can take our country back." I love it. It's like,
it's so incredible. Funny. Because like my favorite thing is that one too. Like, that one looks like billboards I drive past in Georgia all the time. And people are going to go to that website and be like, oh my God. Like,
Oh my God. That's so
like just
funny.
See a naked, not Lil Nas X just right across.
I just love that.
I love that for them.
I love that he just basically ripped off. I'm dying.
Are you okay? It doesn't look like Laska's protein shake is good today, you guys. I just want to.
No. It's not. It's really not. Actually, like, I did this quick and it was warm water. It's like.
Oh God.
You know what I mean? Like,
you will never catch me making a protein shake with water. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. I will die on the almond milk hill.
It's the intake.
I need you to be better to yourself. That sounds so bad.
Yeah.
This is good. This is good for me.
But you could put, like, ice in there or something.
No. If it's cold, it makes me drink it longer. Like, so I try to do somewhere in between. Blech. Sometimes I'll cut it. I'll cut like warm and cold, and it's like kind of a nice. Anyway, this is way too much talking about this protein shake.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was saying.
I think you were saying something for real, and we just went
on. I was saying his billboard, the American one. I love that he basically ripped off Trump's campaign slogan. Like, you want to take our country back? I'm like, bitch. Like, that's like so good. I hope like the Trump
supporters. He said, make America great again.
Yeah. That's like, you know, they'll be drawn to it automatically because that American flag is there. So they're like, ooh, that bill. Yeah. Oh, like they're going to be so shook. I can't. Yeah. I will be
they're
going
to go to that website, y'all. And I can't wait. I can't wait for that. Oh,
that's so hilarious. Okay. We have a black business and Paige is going to tell us about it.
We do.
Right.
Yep, now. I'm here, ready to go. All right, so our Black business for September is Ivy Leaf Farms. It is a community farm in Texas. Ivy Walls is the owner and the creator. And she moved into the Sunnyside community, and some stats about the city, from the city records about Sunnyside. It says, in 2015, this neighborhood had 20,071 residents. 88% were non-Hispanic Black. In 2016, 30% of the community was below the poverty line, with many households making less than $25,000 a year. The neighborhood is also listed as the number one most dangerous community in Texas and the sixth most dangerous community in America. This is from Ivy Walls. She said, after becoming a resident of this neighborhood, the statistics are simply not my experience. I see a community that needs access to both opportunities to grow, develop, and have healthy and sustainable food sources. It's not uncommon for residents to find rotting fruit and vegetables on the shelves at the local grocery store. This gives us no choice but to travel outside of our own community to find healthy foods. With limited time and resources, this becomes an even more difficult feat. My goal for this farm is to become a source for organic produce within the community and help to alleviate some of the food scarcity issues we face. So you can head to our website, theblackbirdcollective.com, BLK, and then click on the Learn More, and it takes you right to their website. You can donate, you can purchase coveralls, you can get seeds, like you can do all kinds of things. So check them out, Ivy Leaf Farms.
Ooh, go get some seeds.
Yeah, go get some seeds. Support good things coming out of Texas. You know, like you're not.
Please, because there's so much shit coming out of Texas right now. So
that's not good, but this is good. Ivy Leaf Farms is a Black business doing good things to feed the people that need help in Texas. And I love that, because more things like that. More things like that, please.
Yeah, man.
Great. So.
Great.
Great.
You guys were having a very interesting conversation before we started recording, and I want to dive back into that. So
I don't remember how we got there.
Well, no. The Wiz was talking to us.
Okay, I will start it. Do unicorns fly, or do they not?
I was gonna say, I will not
go back to this conversation. I will not do it.
My sister did let me know that my niece would be disgusted with the fact that I didn't think that unicorns flew. Like, she, like, Zoe is the authority on unicorns, and she says that they fly, and I, like, please, people, like, she can't hear on the streets that I said otherwise.
She will. It will be on site.
Will be a riff.
All right. Well, listen. Zoe is the authority, but Zoe is
Zoe and according to unicornsfly.net.org,
A biased source.
It really is,
because it's called unicornsfly.net.
Right.
Like
I need a peer reviewed study.
Look into unicornsdon'tfly.net? Did we look and see?
Did you Google
that? I don't know, but I love that this was a joke, and it's a whole conversation now.
Like, honestly, I feel like we could talk about anything. Truly, like, throw anything
out
there. Our
listeners probably
hate
that about us. They're talking about fucking unicorns again. I'm skipping through.
Unicorns and Mars. I feel like unicorns and Mars, like, will always
come back. They always come back. That's our next merch. It's going to be a unicorn
and Mars?
Flying
maybe.
To Mars.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I got to go.
You guys, we should talk about that. The space exploration trip, Inspiration 4.
No,
I don't care about it.
What is
I
that?
I really don't care.
What is that?
That was the trip that was taken on SpaceX.
When did they do that?
Well, Casey loves talking about space.
I do love space, you guys.
We know, because you're trying to take us to Mars with you, and we don't want to go.
Do we have to talk about the billionaires?
I know it's the money. It's the money that makes Paige mad, and I get that. But Paige, we do need somebody exploring, because how am I going to make it to Mars if they don't look into that shit? Like, you don't want me on some janky ship that's never gone before.
Totally. I don't want that for you, but I would also
for us,
because I'm definitely coming.
Yeah.
I just don't care. It's not the civilians on that ship were not doing any kind of space exploration. Like, they were just chilling, doing things. So good for them. I really hope that they were from not super rich families or neighborhoods or whatever. But I don't know anything about these people because, like I said,
well, yeah. Yeah, you have to watch Netflix did a whole thing on them for it. It's a combination of being like really for billionaires, but also for us. And it's kind of an interesting way to look at.
Wait, who's us? Who is us?
So, okay. So you know how Jeff Bezos flew in his penis rocket?
Yeah.
And then Richard Branson flew in his little plane thing. And then you're going, well, of course, where's Elon Musk, right? Because of course he's the other billionaire with his space, you know, exploration stuff. And so they decided to do a version two, but their version had like this overall like kind of charity element to it where they had four civilians, non-astronauts, be the first ever to go into orbit. But it was led by a very wealthy man who loves Daredevil stuff. Like he's a skydiving, what's it called when you're something junkie? Adrenaline junkie type adrenaline guy. Right. Flies fighter jets, stuff like that. Like he's just like into that stuff. So he kind of paid for this a little bit, but they ended up raising $200 million for St. Jude's Hospital. And one of the people that was on the trip was actually a St. Jude's Hospital survivor, a young, when she was like 10, she had leukemia and survived. And then now is a, I don't think she's a nurse, but she's some sort of medical professional at St. Jude's. How about that? So she ended up going back to work there. So she was on it. She's an average person, you know, who is not an astronaut.
Well, that's fine. Then that's
So they had some interesting people that were, none of them were, only one person was like a mega millionaire guy. And he kind of like ran the show.
Why didn't I get on there?
You could have applied for it. Technically, they actually had applications for it.
Nobody told me.
I don't like it. I don't like
anyway,
it.
Anyway, that's not what we were talking about before though. We were talking about the Haitian.
Yes.
Total. Lots of earth
right in a perfect segue. Let's talk about what's in happening with the Haitians.
Let's talk about
perfect segue. There you go.
Yeah. So we were talking about kind of the in general this idea of the border being a place where we're seeing. I think they call it not unusual, but like there's a term for it: migration patterns. Where basically it's like not traditional migration where you have people fleeing persecution or climate disasters or other things that aren't kind of traditional, where you would see like migrants coming for certain types of work, that I guess is more kind of commonplace. And we're seeing that more and more now where people are fleeing violence and other elements in their country. And we just saw recently this past week, a large group, I think 10,000 to 15,000 Haitians, mostly Haitians, amass at a border along the Texas-Mexico border. And we saw images of border patrol on horseback. We saw images of potential violence towards some of the
Wasn't there a whip involved? I saw somebody.
There was like, there was like a whip slash reins. I don't even, trust me, I have a conservative family member on my wife's side. And so we go back and forth a little bit on politics stuff. So like, I can't say for if it's 100% a whip or if it was like, I know it sounds so goofy, but you have to be with certain people. You have to
it
be
wasn't
present.
100% like there's, but it was used as a whip. Like he Correct. Was beating
Something
that
like
person
that.
With them. So like, yes. I don't give a fuck. Like it was a whip.
If it wasn't a whip, what are they saying?
Yeah. Like they're like,
It was like the reins of the horse that he used to like.
You guys, I'm from Texas and I've seen the fucking rodeo. Whether it's a whip or a rope or use that shit to catch fucking cows. Okay,
yeah.
Like it's not for like. Can you imagine? Sorry, continue. But like imagining a human being like lassoed like a fucking animal. Like I feel bad for the animals when I see it at the rodeo. It's fucked. But like to see it happen to a human, whether it's an actual whip or not, doesn't matter. Do you want it done to your ass person who's taking up for the fact that
they're like, he's not carrying a whip. I'm like, so he's using it as a whip. Like if something is being used as that thing, that's what is happening.
I'm just trying to, you know, I have not followed this super tight to be like, using the perfect verbiage on it. So I just don't want to be in a place where we're... You
know. Sure. No. I understand what you're saying.
But yes, it was being used in a way that the image, the photo looks very, very... looks awful. And photos can look awful when they are. They can make things look less awful than when they really are. And in this case, the imagery just doesn't... the optics are bad. Everything about it is sad and awful when you think of people fleeing anywhere to go anywhere to have a better life that requires them to potentially wait for days, weeks, months, even a year in a border town that's not, or a border that's not even built for humans to be in longer than probably, you know, 30 minutes. So the imagery is terrible. All of it's awful. And the question that we have to ask ourselves is, as a country, you know, what do we want to do with regard to asylum seekers, with regard to migrant workers,
not hit them with whips,
immigration, and who are we as a country when it comes to that? And how do we placate the fears that some may have that we need some of their votes, you know, and how do we do the moral and ethical thing with people who are actually there along our border? And how do we do all that? And I think it's really complicated. And I'd love to know your thoughts on like what we should do.
I think personally that, like, obviously it's like a bigger issue, or not even bigger, it's just been an issue for so long. It's insane to me that the political minds of the last 30 years have not been able to come up with some kind of solution. Like, this has been, asylum seeking has been something, I mean, truly, when you think about it, like, pilgrims were fucking seeking asylum, okay? Like, there's so many people that have come from other places seeking asylum, so many groups of, large groups of people seeking asylum in America. So why is there not a system for this? Why is there this huge, like, we're freaking out about people coming and seeking asylum? It is absolutely a legal thing to do. Saying that you are seeking asylum should put you in a different class than
also
illegal immigration. Like, it just should. Also, and I also don't think illegal immigration should be a thing.
We've been watching with this. Like, first of all, yes, we let him in. I agree with you.
Let him in.
It's bullshit. But also, like, we've been following Haiti. These people have been going through horrible things. They have, yeah. There's literally, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Like, we were just talking about this, like, a couple of podcast episodes ago. We were talking about how our privilege to even just have the vaccine here. Well, they had that insane earthquake. They're cleaning up rubble. In Haiti, it's like, so, you know, you see these pictures, yes, and while you were saying, Zach, that some of these pictures, depending on how they're taken, and but these people are walking across rivers and with trash bags and shoes in their hands. Like, why does the person on the horse look so fucking intimidated and like scary when you look at the picture? It's like, what the fuck, dude? We don't need to do all that.
Why are you on a horse?
They should be out there with blankets and, like, you know what I mean? Like, they should, there's a different yes. way of approaching people. It's like, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. This is America and cue music. Fuck.
Yeah. Like, truly.
This is America.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't get just living on. Look what I'm living on.
Correct, though. Correct.
But, like, for real, I mean, but really, like, you're completely right, Lask. Like, it's the approach to these people as if they are somehow going to deplete our resources, when in all facets of reality, immigrants only have made our country stronger. So why are we consistently approaching asylum seekers, immigrants, any person that is not of America, but also, like, I mean, think about Canadian immigrants, Eastern European immigrants. These people are not met with the same kind of vitriol.
Oh, this is colorism at its finest.
It's not, it's racism. Like, it's
racism,
not, it is literally, like,
I say colorism because when you have pictures of Haitian people who are very, very dark skinned. My grandpa's from Uganda. I've had many conversations with him on his treatment having come here from Africa. The treat is very, this is a podcast episode again that I'd like to have too about colorism. I would love to bring that up because there is a big difference of being maybe somebody who is lighter skin like me versus my grandpa who comes over here with very, very dark skin and his treatment mm-hmm. in this country. It's harder for them to come in if they're treated like fucking terrorists and people who are going to come here and again, deplete, you know, all of our resources and they're going to steal and they're going to do all this stuff. Like, seriously, it's absolutely fucking horrifying.
I do feel like that's an international issue though too. Like, I've had mm-hmm. friends go to Italy mm-hmm. and be like, "Yo, I didn't know how racist they are here." Like, parts of Italy, and like this friend was, I mean, he's black, but he was light-skinned, and I was like, "I can't imagine if they were racist to you, how would it be for me going over there?" And that's such a bummer.
Which is interesting because Italians are kind of light-skinned.
Right. But it's just about like being able to differentiate between, it's like being able to tell that you're Black is all it takes. You know, like, I feel like that's,
that's
always been the case. And it's such a weird thing, but like, it sucks that that's what that's the first thing I think about when I'm thinking of traveling to a new country. It's like, how am I going to be received there? Like, how's the racism?
Yeah.
Like, is it going to be okay? And that sucks. It's such a bummer.
Yeah, well, it's the same. It's like the same thing with white immigrants. Like, white immigrants in America are not perceived that way. White immigrants in America are, there are news stories about these women, about Russian women getting pregnant to stay in America. These are actual, like, documented news stories. And these are the stories that they're running about them. But we run, I mean, you know, stories about families separated at the border, or like, it's just insane how, when you really like look at the differences between how immigrants of color and white immigrants are treated, it's night and day. And I can guarantee you, no one person has chased a Canadian immigrant down on a fucking horse. Like, can guarantee you.
When are Canadians running here?
I ask again, why in the fuck are you on a horse? Like,
well, because that part doesn't shock me.
I was like, get off the horse. Like,
you'll see regular cops on horses sometimes in Texas.
Also, it just looks in the picture like they're going real fast. It's like these people are crossing rivers very slowly. What? That's very aggressive. Like, it's just very aggressive.
Not even just in Texas. In New Orleans, you see a lot of regular cops on horses too. Like, just, it's like, just a southern.
I mean, love the horses. It just feels like a very aggressive way of approaching people. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Like,
don't put the horse into your bullshit. The horse did nothing wrong. Do not make the horse an accomplice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what? Free the horses.
In general, cops on horses are scarier to me. Like, I remember being in New Orleans and like some shit went down and everyone had to start running and the cops were coming through and they were fucking trampling people, because of course you are, because it's a crowd and you're on a horse. it's so scary.
It's also like it's so reminiscent of like slave catchers. Like, you're like,
oh yeah,
why are you on a horse? Like, literally, why are you on a horse? Ride a bike, like ride a scooter, I don't know, right. I just like, not do something
scooter.
Else drive your car.
I'm
like,
not,
I
seriously,
you're in a river though, you're not gonna have a car in the river. I mean, the horses make sense,
like,
for the terrain,
straight
but
up, like, don't be on a fucking horse. Like, I
just
find
walk.
To be,
we don't need to take anybody
thing.
Seriously on anything. They don't need to be, they're not,
you don't need
no
to be on a horse. No,
you
cops
guys,
need to be on a horse.
They are slave catchers. Like, this
yeah,
is
no,
how
you're
the
right.
police started.
You're
this
right.
is how they have remained. It's none of it's shocking to me.
Defund the police, rebuild the system. Thank you very much.
I was going to make a comment on this idea of like the white asylum seeker. What Alaska?
She said Mars, and I just am wondering, why do you think the system is going to differ on Mars? You think
because
that you, as a Black woman in America, are going to be treated well here? You think they're going to take you to Mars and shit's going to be great? Where are you
going
to go?
Be,
you think
I
you're going
to
have some status?
I think I've got a shot for it to be better. I think I've got a shot for it to be better. It's,
you know,
not
how you're
going to
be on a spaceship
ever.
With people before you can even get out?
I mean, I don't know who those people are going to be, you know? We're going to have to see.
All right, Casey, you go. You let me
negotiate.
You write me. Now you write me. You let me know how that goes.
Mean, I will, but I don't know if my letter will make it in time because the
probably
earth is going to be freezing.
You're right.
You
they're
might
probably
be
not even going to send it.
A popsicle.
You're correct.
By the time my
email me.
I'll email, like, email you. I don't know how that works for Mars, but I'll consider. I mean, or you can just, like, come.
I'm not.
I will not be coming.
I'm not. I
no,
said it once. I said it twice.
I will
three
not
times.
Be going.
I'm not
going to
come.
I will sedate
anyways.
You.
Anyways.
I will.
Okay, fine. That's fine. Drug me and just take that.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
I go missing. You know what happened.
And taking them to Mars with me.
At least she's honest about it.
Okay. Zach, what were you about to say? I feel like he was about to, like, say something serious.
He was.
I don't know if it's. I feel like the time has passed.
No.
The
time has not passed. The time has never passed. Come back.
Yeah. Please come back.
Okay. Well, I was just thinking that, like, there's this. So colorism is a very interesting way to approach this subject to Alaska. But I was thinking as well, it's not just that. It's also income is a huge component to this. If you were a Haitian who had the money to fly to South Beach for a trip to Florida and then get lost in the system, right? Mm-hmm. Then there isn't this huge uproar from anybody about that because you came here in a legal way, but are trying to stay here illegally, like many of the Canadians do, or people coming from that border. The issue that we're seeing at this southern border is you see poverty, or you see people who don't have the means to just drive in a car across the border. I call it the Subaru effect. No one cares about the Subaru drivers in Canada who come into the US and get lost in the country and just live here illegally. But we do care about those who are barefoot. And it could be any color on the face of this earth. If they're poor, most of America that is leaning a certain political party, they don't want them here. They see them as a drag on resources.
Yeah, see them you say any color, but most of those people are black and brown, Zach. Most of those people are black and brown people. That's my point about colors and those. And I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, that is the majority of those people are black and brown. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And you're not wrong. But what I'm getting at is, like, there is the issue really is that if people are doing what some want it to be legal, just do it legally. Then what you're saying is you can stay in your country long enough to make that process work because it's safe. You have the financial means, you have whatever, right? But the truth is we don't see that. If you're a Russian who comes to the US to get pregnant, you could have stayed in Russia, but you had the means to fly to America via legal way, passport, visa, et cetera, and then do exactly what this man is with his garbage bag is doing, but you had the financial means to be able to do it differently. And so,
No, I hear that, and I hear your point, and I don't think you're wrong, but I do think that there are situations where it does just come down to racism and colorism because there are Middle Eastern people who have plenty of money and can come over here and probably could afford to do it legally, but the way that Middle Eastern people are looked at here and treated here oftentimes isn't, you know, regardless of their wealth, is not the same way that we treat Canadian immigrants. Like they're still often looked at and regarded as like a danger and like people who shouldn't be here. So I don't necessarily think it always has to do with the financial status.
Because I would even say that if we went with what you were saying, Zach, and we gave all the people who are coming across the border right now barefoot money and they flew over here, we would still see that shit in the news. There would still be a whole ass problem with them coming over here. It would just be the fact that they're people of color that are coming over here and they're doing it this way. It would now just be a different way of flipping it. But I do believe it does come down to racism, but that is this country. You can't erase it off of our fucking, off of what we do. It's in everything that we do here. It's a difficult thing, but the only way to do it is face it and try to restructure some of the shit that came from a different time. I mean, it's just...
But I don't think that we're going to restructure it. Like, I don't think that we're going
to. I don't think we are either. No, I'm not trying to be a pessimist. I'm saying I agree with you. I don't think they are. But I don't know. I don't know what the answers are. I don't sit here with the answers. I'm just saying it's disappointing to see. It's constantly the same situation. You see it all the time. The same systems and the same way we treat people. And, like, it's just, I'm exhausted.
Which is why I always bring up Mars, that I could, like. It's my only beacon of hope.
But now they're claiming Mars. What the fuck? Like, what?
I mean,
what are we gonna like? I'm being honest. Like, we haven't fixed the system here, so they're gonna take this system and put it on Mars. How is that gonna be any different?
I don't know. I feel like Elon and I could have some conversations.
Elon doesn't come Elon on now. Come on now.
You know, I feel like I can be in the room, you know? Like, if I'm in the room...
You mean in the room where it happens.
I can be in the room where it happens. You know, if I'm a founding father...
I hope so, Casey.
If I'm a founding father on Mars, you guys, we have a shot.
Okay.
Listen, if we ever have a chance to Mars,
you're right. If
you're
a founding father on Mars, I'll show up. But only if you're a founding father. If you are not, I'm not.
If you are a founding father, I will heavily consider it.
Wow. Yeah. Can you guys give me a hat that says founding father? I really like it.
Can we work that into the...
It's like the daddy hat.
It's like the daddy hat. Yeah, we are.
I want the trench coat that never existed.
I know.
Give us time.
I want a hat that says founding father and has a cute little picture of Mars. Like, that has a cute little picture of the planet. Like, maybe the planet's going to be, like, soaring and then, like, you know, soaring between the words, founding father.
Okay, yeah. I love that. We're going to have to find a way to make it look like Mars and not just like a orange ball.
What is a founding father? Can we listen? Like, we gotta redefine the founding father too, because that's not even right here.
What do you mean? Well, I when I say founding father, I mean that I would finally get to write. You know how I always say we need a new constitution? Let me rewrite that shit. Like, that's what I mean about Mars. Being of. Yes, I want to be in the room where it happens for Mars.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely. Yes.
You know what? It only sounds crazy till it happens, you guys. Just look out. Okay?
Okay.
I'm not gonna say, like, okay, love you, believe in you.
Wow.
Am I gonna put all of my money and everything in that? No, I'm not.
Wow.
One foot out at all times.
Damn.
I'm not.
I'm just giving you the opportunity to get in on the ground for something good. And
I can't. Look, if aliens show up, I'm down. I trust them. Because I feel like
aliens will probably show up.
Yeah, probably. Look,
at some point.
I think they're already here, man. They're already here, and they know about us. They just
they're the lizard people.
Damn, they're fucked up.
There's lizard
people. The lizard people.
It's like what
this went in a different direction. I don't know.
I was just
lizard people.
That's what QAnon people believe. They believe that celebrities are like snake reptile people, and they eat babies or whatever the fuck. They're psycho.
Oh,
yeah. They like eat the blood of infants for some kind of ritual. And like,
this is how you know Americans are just privileged and fucking bored. Like, the fact that y'all have time to create this like graphic novel into like your actual reality. What the fuck is wrong with you? What is wrong with people? We live in such a weird fucking place.
Yeah.
They believe that celebrities are lizard people. In like,
they believe that Hillary Clinton is like a reptile person.
Yeah,
like,
the people are not all right. The people are not all right. The people are not okay.
No, I don't know what gave you that idea, Casey, but no, they're not all right.
I don't know what to say to that. That's
Zach's been trying to say something.
I think we have a good, I feel like I have a good segue into the final story of the week. I want to know your guys' thoughts on the story of the couple that was camping and then they found the remains of the young woman, and it's the white couple, you know, the blogging couple, and how we frame in the, no idea what's going on. Nothing.
No, he's talking about Gabby Petito or something.
I've heard this name. I didn't know what it was.
She was a travel blogger, and her boyfriend showed back up from their trip without her. Her body has been found in the Tetons, I think, in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm. Wyoming, yeah.
And
automatically, I assume he killed her, but I don't think that's probably true.
He's now missing.
He's missing, but he came back and is now missing. So he's on the run because he did kill her. So
I mean, I don't have to be a cop or detective to know that.
I was gonna say, I don't know. Yeah, shit. Looking like he killed her.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And the reason why they found her body, y'all, because first of all, they travel a ton, right? So you have no idea how to find the body if there is a body. She could be alive. She couldn't be alive. No one really knew what to
do. Wait. I thought you said they found her.
No. He's saying before.
So
before
in general,
they
it's
found
like, yeah, in general, oh, it's oh. like they're back. She can't, no one knows where she is. He comes back, then he flees. And it's like, well, where is she? And so it could have been in all sorts of places because
they had traveled.
They travel a lot. They're in a van. So what happens? How about this? Another traveling blog person who has a dash cam that shoots out towards the street drove by their van when it happened to be there on the side of the road in the Tetons. And when they saw this van couple were like, holy shit, we may have footage of this. Let's go and check our this random nothingness of footage, right? Of like nothing exciting happened other than like we drove on this road. And they found that they actually drove past the van. They gave that info to the FBI, and no joke, within like 100 yards of where that van was, they found her body.
Yeah, that's
wow.
crazy.
Yo, bro looks real suspicious.
I mean, yeah, he killed her, like for sure.
No, he definitely did.
That's like real. Where is he now? Where is he?
He's running. He's
on the run. Parents said that he was in Florida.
He's on the run?
Everyone thinks that's bullshit. Yeah.
What else shit?
Nobody's seen him in like a week.
Great. So the big story though to this, the secondary story to this is the obsession.
We need some people on horses to go after him with lassos. Fucking aggressively chase him down.
Right.
The other end of the story, though, is the love of the media, like the media's love and attention on white women who go missing.
Yeah.
And that there are plenty of other people who go missing.
Oh, yeah.
Who don't look like her.
Black trans women. I mean,
black women, full stop. There are so many black women.
No, I know. Right.
Yeah.
So what do you think the obsession is? Like, what do you guys think? Like,
oh, protect white women.
That's, white women are like, America's sweetheart.
Yeah.
Period.
It's the same reason why, you know, white tears work. And it's the same reason why you get Central Park lady being like, he's trying to hurt me.
That black guy's and in a hoodie. Like, I got to cross the street.
It's a, yeah, it's the woman in Victoria's Secret having a fucking meltdown.
Oh, my
on
God.
The floor.
I still you know, have like, not it's, forgotten about
the woman down the street that I called you, Casey, that one time.
Who was yeah.
Chasing
yeah.
that black man down the street. And I came out in my black woman lead t-shirt and was like, I'm sorry, what are you chasing him for?
Yeah.
What are you chasing him for? Yeah, I called Casey because it was like, this is the kind of shit that's happening around the corner from me.
Yeah.
Why are you chasing him? He came to knock on my door. I'm like, girl, you have a door? Do you have cameras? Like, what is wrong with you? Like,
yeah.
My door is like, locked, but I didn't know. I'm like, well, what are you so concerned about? Like,
And also, you're afraid of him and yet you're chasing him?
Right.
Like, what are you doing? Like, it's the most well-known thing that white women will be protected at all costs in this country. It is used to is as a weapon against other people. And so, yeah, the media just knows what the heart of this country cares about. And that is white women and always has been.
White.
Mm-hmm. So I would also tell other white women that then it is our job to bring awareness to the 710 indigenous women who have gone missing in the exact same area where Gabby Petito died.
Okay, yes.
710 since 2011, 710 indigenous women have gone missing and have not been found and have not received the same kind of media coverage.
Oh my God,
so
that is horrifying.
as a white woman, and I hope there are other white women that listen to this podcast, it is your job to talk about those kinds of things. It is your job to absolutely, heart goes out to Gabby's family. It's awful. Like, nobody should have to go through this, but there are tenfold more people that are of color that have gone missing who do not receive the same kind of media coverage. So please, if you are a white person with this kind of privilege, now is the time to use your platforms, your money, if you have it, anything that you can to bring awareness to the missing indigenous women, missing black women,
women
of color.
Fuck.
Just like use your, now's the time. Now's the time.
Yes. I fucking love you, dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Better.
The best. We're gonna start to wrap up, but what were you about to say?
I was just saying I don't want, obviously we I think that's what we do really well on this podcast, is be able to take what's happening and be able to strip it down so people can see it for like a full view. I don't want anybody to think that we are not being considerate of Gabby and her family at all. Like,
It's horrible.
It's horrifying. This is like the reality of like the world for women in general, I think. But yes, we need to bring attention. Like, if we're gonna, media is so like, what's the word? Paige?
Wishy-washy. I don't know. You're doing this.
Devices.
No, yeah, yeah. It's not unequal. Is not really a word, is it? Unequal. Unequal's not a word.
It doesn't give like the same attention to certain things. Unequal is a word.
There was a word.
Balance is
probably, but you guys get what I'm saying. We're not giving the same kind of coverage to people of color in general, but women of color and these the tragedy of what's happening here is just
It could even spiral down into like, if we even took, I mean, and like, of course, like we've talked about this entire podcast, color is such a part of our community or our country. So I would hate to like take that narrative out of it. But if you did, in a hypothetical world, this also comes down to domestic violence that is not taken seriously.
And oh, for sure.
Turns into women being killed because police officers are not taking women seriously when they come forward and say, this is happening to me. Like, I think before, like 2 days into their trip or whatever, if I remember correctly, a police officer was called to their van because they were fighting so aggressively and loudly. So this has, like, the patterns that show up are not just patterns out of nowhere. Like, and domestic violence needs to be taken more seriously and talked about, and there has to be a way to not only, like, because the amount of times you hear, like, oh, well, we can't do anything until he hurts you. We can't do anything until he actually kills you. Like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. That's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Even a restraining order is like pretty difficult to get. And once you get it, you aren't really, I mean, it's a piece of paper. If somebody's actually like coming after you, it's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Throw it at him?
Just stomps them in their tracks. So, like, no, it doesn't work.
It's so scary. And I was just, feels like a leap, but it actually like connects in my brain. I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Zola.
I have not watched it yet, but I really want to.
Y'all, it is so good.
Okay.
It is so good. That the white woman, what is her name? Riley something. She's Elvis Presley's granddaughter, and she is amazing in this movie.
Sure.
We love Elvis Presley's granddaughter.
Okay.
I know her. I like, she was so good that we were like, almost, we were like, does she actually speak that way? Because this character has a heavy black scent. Like, her black scent in this movie is great, but like on purpose. And I was like, this must not be an actor. Like, she must actually be this way because it was that good. And I was like, oh no, she's Elvis Presley's granddaughter. She absolutely does not speak that way. It's based off of a real story. And that's why, and like the movie is hilarious and so well done.
It's based off a Twitter thread, isn't it?
Yeah, it's based off a Twitter thread of this woman who was a stripper who essentially gets roped into this sex work situation. She's like taken, she's essentially kidnapped by a pimp. Like, and it's like her telling that story, but the fact that it was based on a real thing and like all the scary moments, and I'm like, this actually happened to her. Mm-hmm. And there was no help for her. Like, there was nothing, and like her being very publicly sometimes abused and people like ignoring it, or having a worker come by and be like, ma'am, are you okay? And having the pimp be like, she's fine. Like, and it, you know, and nobody knows what to do. And it was just like, this is so scary how easy it is to be taken, you know, as a black woman who gets yourself, like, not even gets yourself into the situation, who is roped into the situation. It's like, how the fuck do you get out? It was terrifying. But the movie is great and hilarious, and you should watch it.
Done.
Whew, what was I going to say?
We were wrapping up, and then we started.
We were wrapping up, but we did, and it was a great conversation. Because God, protect women of color, protect. Mm-hmm. It's a scary world, y'all.
Protect people that need protecting, and if you go to like, I just like, I've never understood that like, the police are just like, we can't do anything. What do you mean? Like, what are you there for then?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to do. Before we wrap up, we wanted to start doing this thing where we ask a question. We first want to ask you guys, the listeners, to send us questions about the topics that we're going to be talking about. And up next, we're talking about the gender pay gap. So real quick, I wanted to ask you guys, do you think men should be required to take paternity leave? And I ask that because, which I think we'll learn more about when we do our video, and we can talk about it after that. Or maybe, okay, this is what I'll do.
The question is, should men be required to take maternity leave?
Because women are required to take.
I was like, maternity leave, but I don't understand.
Women are required to take maternity leave, and it is, which we will learn more about when we do the video, but it is thought that this is one of the reasons for the gender pay gap, because women have to take months and off when they have a child, while men
carried a child in their body.
Yeah, they grew a child. While men get to just like
give them more money, actually.
Yeah. Men get to like stay in advance.
There's my opinion.
And like, you know,
They drop some sperm. And they're okay. Their bodies didn't change for months. They didn't push anything out of their fucking vagina. I'm sure they're gonna be all right.
I think that men should, I don't know if it should be a requirement. I think that if it was an option, that men would take it more.
I definitely think it should be an option.
That credit, like, there in like a lot of European countries, it's you get paternity and maternity leave, and
I like
European
the idea
countries
families
are
families
happier
together.
Than American families. Like, that's just statistics. And I think personally that if it was an option for them, that more men would take it, and then more men would be involved in the rearing of their children.
Yes. I think the difference of opinion of like women taking maternity leave being that they have to stay home and be, you know, at home, running the household and running the kids, different than like allowing them to actually reconnect with their bodies and actually take time to themselves. It's not just about like the child and like running the house and da 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 da. Cause I think that there should be equality in relationships. I think that should be a balanced scale. Mm-hmm. And I do think that it would be good, an option, depending on like, I think there's a lot of things that come into this, like, right? Like what jobs they're working and like if they're able to do that. And obviously those things, you have to weigh that in. But I do think I agree with you, Paige, where it should be an option. I think that it would be really good to have families be able to take that time together. Mm-hmm.
I think it should be mandated. I don't think they should even have the option because I don't want somebody to be able to opt out. I have to go
yeah,
home.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily know that all women would want that. I don't necessarily know that all women would want that.
Even for the equality in how people are able to advance by spending a certain amount of time at their jobs. I don't think it's fair that women who are having children are often looked at like, we're going to lose all this time and we're going to, you know, like you're almost looked at like a liability in mm-hmm. some ways because you're going to have to lose time because you are pregnant or will get pregnant or you want to have a family. If it was looked at the same way for men, then you're already, you know, equalizing the playing field a little bit and also might make men think about impregnating people a little harder, you know, like, are you actually trying to start a family? Do you want to have to take time off of your job? You know, because these are the things that women have to think about when they want to start a family. Am I willing to take this time off of work? I think about it all the time as an actor. Actors who are men don't have to think about that shit. Like they never have to stop working. But if we both did, maybe we're all having the same train of thought, you know?
Yeah, no, well, I absolutely agree.
Yeah. Well, shit, you win. I changed my opinion.
Yeah, listen, maternity and paternity leave for all.
Yeah, so you guys, I mean, Wiz, do you have an opinion? I know we're wrapping up, but like, I just wanted to know if you wanted to weigh in.
I feel like every Western country, for the most part, has maternity and paternity leave. And we're like the last to do it. Like most countries do offer this and it makes a lot of sense. I think it's tough in a gig economy, which America is becoming more and more of, where you don't have a traditional job, the government would have to support you while you were not your like independent contract work, et cetera, versus like your employer. So I'm all for it. I think it's great. We actually need more babies in this country because we need more people to buy stuff and to work. And that's the truth. We do. We are running.
Yeah.
No, it's true. It's true. So if you gave people a chance to have children and not be financially ruined by having children or the pregnancy process in general or giving birth, we could be in a much different place. So I think we should definitely promote that for sure. I'd want that. I want paternity leave. I don't want to like not be with my child.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna do this better next time and bring it up earlier because this could have been a really good conversation, and I feel like I'm having to curve us. We're gonna talk about it next week. You guys, send us your thoughts. Do you think that a paternity leave should be mandated? Do you have opinions on that? Do you have other questions about the gender pay gap? And look out for our video that's gonna be coming out about it. I believe Friday, if not this Friday, then next Friday, because I don't know what we're doing anymore. But it's gonna be soon, and we're all gonna learn about it, and then we'll talk about it again next week. Mm-hmm. I think that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
That's it.
Thank you for listening. Like, rate, subscribe, share, comment, and send us your questions. Bye.
Hey.
Thanks for listening.
See ya later.
Appreciate it.
Alligator.
I didn't ask y'all to tell me something you liked this week, but this episode.
That's okay.
Was long. We'll do it next week.
That's okay.
Love y'all.
Bye, guys.
That was way too much. That was just too much, you guys.
Too much?
It's a lot.
It's still recording, you jerk face.
What are you talking about?
Just a lot.
Is this you saying goodbye? Because you still haven't said goodbye.
I'm mad.
Yes. I'm mad about what?
Okay, what? Just kill the recording.
What are you mad about?
Okay, please.
Oh, my God, Laska.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wow. That was ugly. God. I'm sorry about my friend.
No, I know.
That
seriously.
That was so ugly.
All right. Just end this, please.
Get out of this. I'm done.
Oh, my God. She's what so snappy. Get this girl a Snickers.
Ooh, yeah. Snickers.
Snickers, sponsor us. Wait, why are we still recording?
I know, literally stop this recording, please. I am not kidding. I will quit. I will quit this right now. I will quit.
Oh my God.
I mean the program.
We're trapped, you guys. I feel like I'm in Zola. I feel like I'm trapped.
I know, like,
I feel like I'm trapped.
Oh my God.